Yeah, it's going to be interesting dynamic being out there practicing against another team. One of the things you do realize is that it's immediate feedback, you know, in between the practices and understanding who they are and getting live matchups all week. And then you go right into the game. So it's going to be an interesting week. I'm looking forward to it.
What do you kind of take away? Have you ever been in and participated in joint practices? And kind of what do you take away from it?
This would be first for me. So it's just kind of a new experience. But it's just another opportunity to get better and playing in the games and the practices. You know, the practices lead up to the game, and you're going to see those same formations and same personnel. And so it gives you that immediate feedback. You don't have to kind of wait to the game to know exactly how it's going to look. You're going to see it, you know, right after that Tuesday, Wednesday practice. And then Thursday you have that mock game and go into the regular game. So it's going to be a different dynamic, but you kind of know what to expect.
DeMario, you've seen the tape from the first two preseason games. What are your evaluations or observations? You know, to us, we look at the numbers, we look at some of the plays and that, and there are obviously some red flags there. What are you seeing from your perspective being in the middle of that defense and where you guys are at right now?
The thing I see is that we have a long way to go. We're doing some things well, but there's still tremendous room for improvement, just in the run game and the pass game and creating turnovers and getting after the quarterback in the red zone, short yard situations. Just a tremendous room for us to get better, which is good. You want to be able to improve. And the good thing is that it's not week one yet. You know, we still have time to, you know, to get it right, but, you know, the time, that window of opportunity is closing. And so our coaches are telling us everything right. The players are committed. You know, we just have to, each individual player has to keep working on their craft, getting better, keep getting better, and be ready for, especially in week one.
So after the game, some guys said that you really spoke up in the locker room afterwards and said, come in on the off day, we got to go over the film, we got to fix this. What was your message to them and how did that go?
I try to keep what we do inside the locker room, you know, with the players, between the players, you know. That's not for everybody. That's just between us, you know. And so we want to just get better as a unit. You know, we want to be able to put the best product on the field as defense, be able to get stops, be able to get the ball back to our offense, especially when they're rolling like they've been rolling. We want to be able to get the ball back to them quickly. And what our coach is asking us to do is to get after the quarterback and create turnovers. And there's room for improvement there, so It's gonna be done. The practices is gonna be done these next two preseason games, and we gotta be ready when we get to Philly.
How much is correctable, and what do you do to correct that?
You just keep working at it. You know, a lot of it is correctable. In the run game, you know, being where you're supposed to be, tackling, you know, using your fundamentals, pass game, sticking to the man, deflecting the ball. If it comes your way and you can intercept it, beating blocks, you know, sacking the quarterback, you know, all those things there's room for improvement, and all of it is, you know, correctable. And you just have to keep working at it. It's really done in the practices.
How much of it, you know, might be because this is a new scheme for a lot of guys and guys are playing in different spots, and Ray's still kind of trying to figure out where to put guys?
I mean, it's still early. The roster isn't set. You know, they're still evaluating personnel, you know, as all 32 teams are. It just matters to the individual. When you hit the field, you have to be ready. You have to do what you've been coached to do. You know, experience, time. Everybody has the same amount of time, you know, across the league. You know, it doesn't matter. Every year is a new year for everybody. So you got to put the best product on the field the best way you can. And they're going to evaluate the personnel. You know, that's their job. Our job is to be the best players that we can be when we step out there on, you know, each and every practice, and especially in the games.
Is it important that this team wins a preseason game? Does that mean anything?
It's always that's our philosophy. We play to win. We're not treating it, you know, like a preseason, and, you know, and it doesn't matter. You know, every game counts to us. You know, and so we want to win. You know, that's just competitive nature. When you step on the field, you're trying to win. You know, individually, you need to be trying to beat the man in front of you. As a unit, you need to be trying to beat the other unit. And as a team, you want to win the game. But, you know, but to do that, you got to have across the board, you know, guys doing their part. And it's collective. This is the ultimate team game. And, you know, when you win, it builds confidence, and that's what you want to do.
You look at this offense, and, I mean, it really looks explosive and dynamic. From your perspective on the defensive side, one, does it look as explosive and dynamic to you guys as it does us? And two, what does that do for you guys as far as your own preparations and getting better?
Well, yeah, it's a tremendous challenge for us coming up, and that's what you want. You want to be able to go against you know, you want to have a great challenge. You want to go against as best as possible. And they have a young quarterback who's going to be a very good player. He was the number one pick. Very great talent. They got two extremely explosive running backs. They have huge receivers on the outside. They have big offensive linemen who want to dominate you in the run game. It's going to be a tremendous challenge for us this week, and we're excited about it. You know, it's gonna let us kind of, you know, give us a good gauge as far as where we're at, and it's gonna kind of continue to pick up throughout the year. But this is gonna be a good challenge for us. I'm excited about it.
Mario, Coach Jackson's called this a huge week for Joe Haden. How important is it, in your opinion, for the defense to have Joe back in there in the mix, you know, against an opponent, and really for the secondary to kind of, you know, get a feel for what it's like with Joe and everybody else back there?
Well, Joe is a leader in our locker room, so it provides a huge boost of energy and morale when he comes back in. And he's not coming back into a slight challenge. He's going to be going up, you know, against a top receiver in Evans, and, you know, it's going to be a great challenge for him. And, you know, just from what I've seen him do in practice, and I know he's ready and you know, more excited than anybody, and looking forward to the challenge, you know, more than anybody. And it's going to be a great charge to us and a great boost to us to have him back out there. But challenge isn't just on him. Challenge is on, you know, all 11 guys to hit the field, you know, for us up front to do what we have to do is stop the run, to get out to the quarterback, for the other guys in the secondary to stick their man and stick their coverage. You know, it's an 11-man unit. You know, it's going to be a great boost to have him back, but it still takes everybody.
Some of these joint practices have gotten a little bit chippy, you know, recently. And Coach was talking about he wants both teams to kind of protect each other. As one of the leaders on that defense, do you feel a need to, like, address guys or kind of, you know, make sure that stuff doesn't happen?
We'll just have to play it moment by moment. You know, I think the coaches are going to do what they can to keep it down. You know, players are competing. You know, it's gonna get chippy. That's part of the game. But I think the coaches are gonna be in control and do what they have to do to hold the controversy down.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you.
Just one last question about the other day. Maybe you were asked about this before I was over here, but you got into it with the Atlanta running back. I mean, to me, it said well, you were sticking up for your guys. But what was in that conversation? You know, what was that about? You know, he obviously was coming back at you, and he took several steps back his way, holding your ground. What was that about? I was wondering.
Oh, I don't even remember, man. That was something small, probably. I don't even remember.
Yeah, this business as usual. Sometimes guys will jaw. You have to make sure.
Yeah, it's just part of the game. It's just
some respect.
Yeah.